Hello and good morning. This is Vaibhavi Ranjan and you are tuned into Market Minute. Today is Friday, December 13th, and here's what you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmarks, the Sensex and Nifty 50, are set for a gap down start, with the GIFT Nifty showing a 93-point discount. In the previous trading session, the benchmarks closed with minor losses in a choppy trade yet again. By the end of the day, the Sensex was down 0.3% at 81,289, while the Nifty fell 0.4% to 24,548. Meanwhile, the Consumer Price Index for the month of November came out after market hours yesterday. The November CPI eased to 5.48% as against a 14-month high of 6.21% in October, falling within the Reserve Bank of India's target range of 2-6%. Looking ahead, analysts believe a sideways consolidation in Nifty may persist for a few more days as the index remains within a defined range. A decisive fall below 24,470 could trigger a meaningful correction in the market. On the higher side, resistance is seen at 24,650 to 24,700. Coming to global markets, Wall Street indices ended on a weak note overnight as profit booking took over after recent gains. A hotter-than-expected producers' price index for November also dragged the sentiment down. Asia-Pacific markets also followed cues and opened lower in morning trade. Chinese stocks drove losses across the region after Beijing reaffirmed its recent policy adjustments and emphasized plans to bolster growth during a high-profile meeting on Thursday. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong dropped 1.4%, while mainland China's CSI 300 slipped around 1%. Japan's Nikkei 225 shed 1.2%, with the Topix down 1.1%. Coming to stocks in focus today, shares of Hindustan Aeronautics, Ashok Leyland and GR Infra will hog the limelight after each of these companies bagged new orders. Looking ahead, investors will also keep a close watch on Tata Motors as the company announced a price increase of up to 2% across its trucks and buses portfolio effective from January 2025. The price increase is aimed at offsetting the rise in input costs. In the Voice of the Day segment, we are joined by Siddharth Bhamre from Asit C. Mehta Investment, who will share his thoughts on how to look for sector-specific opportunities in the market.
Now, this is quite a common phrase, and which would be the case that this is going to be a stock-specific market. You may not see a headline index giving you great returns as such. And it's going to be a stock pickers market where not everything is going to go up. And that's what we are seeing in markets happening. The quality of earnings would matter. How the management, different sectors would have different way of communicating their thought process with investors. But the guidance would be of utmost importance. And this is the time where, investors would see that it's not a rising tide. So which company would perform how? There would be a good amount of diversification of portfolio also, I believe, in coming year. So our take is very clear that you have to be invested in this market. Don't be scared because of valuation or, some amount of liquidity moving out. Because there are cases, and especially in large cap, where we have seen a bit of underperformance in the last 6 months or so. So fund allocation can be done stock specific, and our orientation would be more towards large cap.
That wraps up today's Market Minutes. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time.